Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to be talking about the militarization of police forces with Tom Robinson. He's the Reno Deputy Police Chief. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, a heated discussion between Howard Rosenberg and Heidi Smith on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Tom Robinson. He is the Deputy Chief of the Reno Police Department. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You were addressing a panel in the last week in Las Vegas concerning the militarization of police departments and your thoughts on that. Share them with us, if you would.
Well, we're concerned that the militarization of the police could impact a police department's relationship with its community, especially for a police department that employs a community-oriented policing philosophy that, like we do at Reno Police Department.
What does that mean?
A community-oriented police department seeks to use community involvement and community engagement to help solve problems that the community is faced with, not just criminal problems, but social problems and other issues like that.
And is that not done pretty much in every police department across
the
country?
No, community-oriented policing is kind of an opt-in program, so to speak, or a philosophy. Not every agency uses it. At the Reno Police Department, we've been using, or we've been subscribing to community-oriented policing since 1998, I believe, when Chief Bradshaw was the chief of the Reno Police Department.
And he initiated things like Cops and Kids Picnic, where he'd show up in a helicopter and come down and hang out with the kids.
Yeah.
It seems, from watching television over the last decade or so, that shows like 24 and others show, internally in the United States, this willingness to go far beyond what we normally think of in police practices. Does that in any way bear reality for the most part?
I don't know that it does. A lot of the military equipment you see out there, I think most police departments feel like there's a need or a use for it. And we certainly feel that there are some appropriate circumstances that justify use of some of that equipment.
For example?
Our closest to home example was in 2001 when John Bohatch, a police officer with 13 years on the department, was killed by a man armed with a high-powered rifle. And we couldn't get in to get him out of the house without the use of an armored vehicle that we had to borrow from a bank armored car company. Otherwise, we would have been exposed to unnecessary risk. So something like that, an armored vehicle, we think has a use. And I think what becomes necessary is how you use it. If you're using it every day, driving it around through neighborhoods, going to a 911 call with it, I think that creates, that could drive a wedge in the community. But I certainly believe that dealing with a person armed with a high-powered rifle may be an appropriate circumstance to use something like that.
How much equipment and what kind of equipment has the Reno Police Department gotten since 9/11 in terms of surplus military?
Since 9/11, I think the only piece of equipment we've gotten from the military is an armored car that we took possession of just a couple of years ago. Now, before 2001, we had a number of rifles and night vision goggles that we got through the military exchange program, but they're so old and outdated that we don't use them anymore.
Is there any equipment that you would like to have that you don't currently have?
No, for us, I think our budget is sufficient enough that we can purchase things that through our own budget. I think the military exchange program is attractive for probably smaller agencies that have needs that their own budgets can't fund, or if it's a big piece of equipment that they think they need that you know their budget couldn't handle either.
There's a difference though between a Reno and a Las Vegas, for example, because certainly the Strip has a major threat of terror.
Yeah, I think you could assume that.
And so if somebody wanted to, you know, pull some kind of stunt, in fact, they tried to take Nevada off the terror list as far as Las Vegas, and the police forces in Las Vegas were very upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted the funding, et cetera, just in case there was some kind of crisis down there. You know, there's another side of the coin here, which is, you know, 9/11, an instance like that, the Boston bombings.
Right.
You know, if God forbid something like that were to happen here, I mean, you know, would you be able to call in what you needed to be able to deal with a situation like that?
The Reno Police Department, we're fully equipped and prepared. We have the resources to deal with something like that. Other examples that cause some need for military surplus equipment are these active assailant incidents that we're seeing across the nation, and a couple of them have hit close to home here in Reno and Sparks.
You mean when somebody, a shooter will come to a school or something like that?
A school or a Walmart or a grocery store. At Reno, we had one at a medical campus. So those kind of extreme cases, I think some better technology that the military has might be appropriate to use too.
You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years of doing interviews with various law enforcement folks is that you really need to have the trust of the community. For example, when the ICE Immigration Service was trying to co-opt local police departments into working with them to find people to deport, there was a lot of concern within police communities mm-hmm. that they need to have contact within the Hispanic community and other communities and build up a trust so that if there's something bad going on in that community, the community will not be scared to come forward and react to the police. Can you share your thoughts on that?
I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's actually an important component of community-oriented policing and of our philosophy at the Reno Police Department. Having the community support and trust is key to solving the issues that we talked about earlier. And we do everything we can, and we want the community to know that we're always looking for different ways to strengthen our bond with the community. And right now, that's why we get involved in community events. That's why we go to, you know, we bring police cars and our canines to school events, and we also have a group of representatives from the faith-based community that meet with us on a regular basis, and we get to benefit from their leadership, and just those kind of things help us operate more effectively, and they also strengthen our bond with the community as well.
All right, let's take a break. More of the Deputy Chief when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Deputy Police Chief from the Reno Police Department, Tom Robinson. Talk to me about the gang situation in northern Nevada. How bad is it at this point in time?
It's something that we've been managing. We've had different gangs in our community since the late 80s. I think at our peak, we had around 2,000 gang members or associates. And again, a good way to deal with our gang problem or our gang concerns is involves community engagement again, to get into the schools and get involved with deferment programs to try to provide the kids with different alternatives to joining gangs. We do have a gang unit that is a regional gang unit where we have representatives from the Sparks Police Department and the Washoe County Sheriff's Office assigned to our gang unit. And our unit's really focused on intelligence gathering. It's not focused on arrest or enforcement. Arrest and enforcement comes when a major crime is committed. But really what we try to do is get out and get to know everybody involved in a gang, find out what their issues are, and prevent something from happening.
What about the cartels and their spread toward the north? I mean, obviously, Las Vegas is a major point where drugs are going through. Mm-hmm. How much of that effect comes into northern Nevada?
You know, I'm not sure the extent of the cartels in Nevada. We do deal with certain drug problems. And right now, probably the biggest trend that we're seeing is an increase in heroin. And, you know, some of the rumors that that's happening is because marijuana is becoming decriminalized in certain areas. So the illegal heroin market is starting to increase.
Well, you know, it's also the fact that the medical industry is cutting back and really coming down on OxyContin and other drugs like that. And it's much more expensive to buy those drugs, those prescription drugs, illegally than it is to take heroin, which
right.
is, you know, in those circles, a reasonable substitute. What do you think about that?
That's a scary proposition just because heroin, of course, isn't regulated. There's no oversight to it. And we're starting to see the purities of heroin increase at such a dramatic rate that they're, throughout the nation, the number of heroin overdoses is rising to startling numbers.
Are you concerned about medical marijuana now being, at least in the near future, being made readily available in Nevada?
The only concern we really have with it is that it's a well-regulated industry, that it's done professionally, and that it's done responsibly. We're working very closely with the state and with the number of applicants that are coming through the city of Reno to apply for establishment, and we just want to make sure that we do what we can to help them open up an open, well-regulated establishment.
What about the testing? There was a panel, I believe, in Carson City the other day that was talking about adopting the California standards as far as intoxication levels? Because, I mean, that would seem to me to be the biggest problem that you're facing is it's different than alcohol in the way that you're going to have to police this. What are the thoughts of the department?
Well, the intoxication while you're driving, is that what you're talking about? Right.
Or operating heavy machinery.
Sure.
Any of the things that you shouldn't be doing if you're under the influence of anything.
Right. And I think it's important for people to understand that even though one may possess a medical marijuana use card, all those other laws still apply. You can't use heavy equipment. You can't. Your workplace probably will restrict how you come to work. And obviously, you can't drive while you're under the influence. All of our existing laws, I think, are sufficient enough to deal with any kind of illegal use of even prescription marijuana.
I guess what I was referring to specifically was, you know, if somebody's pulled over, for example.
Sure.
And, you know, until the last couple of years, in Northern Nevada at least, if you had smoked a joint, say, on Friday, and you were pulled over on Monday, if you were tested, that those metabolites would still be in your system, even though you would really not be intoxicated several days later. But the way the law was being applied, it was different. Now we're looking at a California standard. You know, how does the department feel about that?
Yeah, I haven't looked into California standards, so I don't know. But I am familiar with Nevada's law. And there's actually two ways that someone could be found guilty for driving under the influence of marijuana. One has to do with the long-term metabolite that you're referencing, and then one is the metabolite that's in your system while the ingredients are active.
Okay, and you're able to tell the difference between the two?
Well, I'm not, but yeah, we have tests that can...
I wasn't presuming you're going to whip out a kit here.
No, sir, yeah, we have tests. There's tests that either test your urine or your blood that can determine which of the metabolite is active in your body right at the time.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And come back and see us again, will you?
Thank you, sir, I will.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada News Makers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hiring the right attorney will protect you and give you peace of mind. Don't take a chance that the insurance company will treat you fair. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
I look at her and I see my future. She is the promise that gives meaning to each new day. Her love holds us close and guides us. She is, and always will be, my everything. The center of my universe from Forevermark. The diamond, the promise. Available at Rogers Jewelry.
It only happens once a year, and it's happening right now at Carson Dodge Ram. Clearance pricing on Ram trucks during the summer clearance event. Trucks already cost less at Carson Dodge Ram, and with clearance pricing, the deals are even better. Like 2014 Hemi Express Quad Cab 4x4s, only $28,900. And save up to $9,000 off MSRP on select Ram 2500 6.4 liter or diesel crew cab 4x4s. Only at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
If you've been in a crash, you need a lawyer you can trust. Someone who knows the law and who can fight for the best possible settlement.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmaker.
And back on Nevada Newsmaker, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Howard Rosenberg is here. In his real life, he is the UNR Professor of Art and Art Education. In his other life, he is a trustee of the Washoe County District School Board. And we also have Heidi Smith, the former Republican National Committee woman. So as we are taping this, Howard, your former police chief is suing the district now and at the same time wanting his old job back.
Yes.
Can you respond to this at all?
I think he's perfectly within his rights to do what he's doing. 20 years of a man's life you do not throw away for nothing more than we're going in a different direction. What direction would that be? Against law? No, I'm fine with it.
And he was also fired just before he would have qualified for his full benefits. Correct?
True. It was not. It's there's the issue itself, and then the way it was done. Sam, you know that for all my bluster, I hate like hell seeing anybody hurt, really hurt. And if there's a way of doing something humanely and something with a reason, I'm the first one there to try to understand. But something that has no reason, no.
This is the most bizarre statement from a member of the school board.
Bizarre school board.
I mean, how you treated Pedro, to me, is about the same way.
And that's the school superintendent.
Yes. Major mistake there. Who treated who? There's the mistake.
Well, this is battle of egos.
No. Where the children are concerned, Heidi, I have no ego. None. You want an apology? I'll apologize. You want anything else? We'll talk about it. But no, that's not right.
Three school superintendents in 6 years does not give me faith.
Excuse me. No one fired any of them. They moved on to, quote, better jobs.
Obviously, then, there's a problem in this county.
No, there isn't. There's not a problem at all. What you need is someone who understands the community and what the community needs.
Well, let me say this. I thought Pedro had done a reasonable job going out to every organization.
Who cares?
The people did.
Forget it. The only thing the people should be concerned with is how the children are doing. That's what this is all about. Education.
Yes.
Not public relations and getting water dumped on your head. That's all well and good.
But everybody showed up in favor of Pedro. They didn't say...
Heidi. How many people do we have in Washoe County?
Well, if you want, I'll be there next time.
Fine. With my blessings, come right ahead. I'll be the first one to call on you. But everyone didn't. There is a large majority of people out there who don't feel the way some other people do. And that's the way it should be in a democracy. By the same token, you have six members of a board whose combined total of living in this community and trying to do good for this community is a hell of a lot more than 2 years. Now then...
Can I throw something else on the table?
No! Wait, you think this is your show or something?
So at this point, a settlement of $25,000 has been offered. The school superintendent, Pedro Martinez, is also asking for an apology. Your thoughts on those two things?
I don't understand how the whole settlement thing works. The attorneys have tried to explain it.
It appears to be to cover the lawsuit.
To cover the lawsuit. I understand that. We have, as I understand it, a mediating hearing on September the 22nd. Where we're all going to try to come to an agreement so that we can get back to what it is that we should be doing.
Is this open or closed?
The
meeting.
It's closed.
It's a mediating.
Meetings are always closed. But a question was brought up, and it's a good question. Let's say that a settlement is arrived at, or an indication of a settlement is arrived at. Does that break the open meeting law? Yes, it seems to do so. So there has to be some intermediate step where the judge will come and talk with us at the board so that we can do this in an open meeting and have everything out in public where it belongs.
All right. You pay in the $25,000. Somebody says, I'm sorry. And then what?
Then we go back to work.
Can the school board work with Mr. Martinez?
Of course it can. Can Mr. Martinez work with the school board? Of course he can.
What did you think about the idea of an apology? Is there something to apologize for?
I don't see it. No, I do not see that there's any need for an apology at all. When we're dealing with what actually happened, not what's been reported, not what people have been talking about, but what actually happened.
Then let's say what actually happened.
I cannot tell you that because We are in litigation. Do you know how hard it is for me
to keep my big mouth shut? Yes, I do.
Hello?
All right. Now, the Officer Happy.
Officer Happy.
All right. Who has been fired?
You mean Chief Mirrors?
I do not know Chief Mirrors. But he says that he has complained about Mr. Martinez for the last year. What is that? And how come all of a sudden he popped up?
How would you like it if after 20 years of your life working for a county, 12 years as chief of police, you were called into the superintendent's office and told, we appreciate everything that you're doing for us. However, we have decided to go in a different direction.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That has happened to many people.
Fine. Would you be happy about that?
Of course not.
Well, then I think Officer... Happy has a reason for not
your show.
Being
okay.
This is where we have to leave it. To be continued.
This is
we'll
no
be right
fun.
Back.
What do you mean?
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Hi, I'm Brian Samudio with News 4.
And I'm Eric Laxton from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The 51st annual Reno Air Races are coming September 10th through the 14th, presented by Breitling.
Locally owned and operated Mercedes-Benz of Reno is once again proud to sponsor News 4's coverage of this year's Air Races.
5 days of racing action, including the wildly popular Patriots Jet Team.
Catch the excitement at the Air Races, then stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno for our best opportunities of the year. Race on.
Points, spend them at Maverick.com to win weekly sweepstakes prizes.
Support the Boys and Girls Club of Western Nevada at their annual World's Greatest Barbecue Luau, Sunday, September 7th at Mills Park in Carson City. Call 882-8820 or go to bgcwn.org.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack Cheese Omelet, Burger and Fries, Super Sloppy Joe and Fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
Watch Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan, weeknights on News 4 at 4, 5, and 6.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the amazing Abby Whitaker will be here. She will light up your radio and your TV. We'll see you on the next broadcast.